Well, it's a huge, significant win because it gives us a little bit of breathing space between us and the teams at the bottom. We knew that. Crucial game. And the first goal was going to be important. And luckily for us, we got it.
You must be pleased with your substitutions at halftime.
Well, one was forced on me, and that was probably more significant than the other, because I thought Breda was absolutely different class second half and contributed to the goal. So I can't take any credit for that. But I thought Sanogo might cause him a few sort of physical problems, which he did. And it was a shame we didn't capitalise and get a second goal, because we had numerous chances to.
Did it change the way you approached the game, having him spearheading that attack and different things you could do with Wilfred Zaha, Dwight Gayle and Jason Puncheon?
Yeah, I think it gave us a bit more presence at the top of the pitch. And we lacked that. We tried to play through Jordan, but I didn't think we used him well enough. And we need to work with Jordan to get him more in the game than he was today. And in light of that, it was a great performance for us, because sometimes it doesn't work out your game plan and we had to change it. And that's what you need to do at this level.
How frustrated were you at half-time?
Well, I thought Leicester deserved to be ahead, really. The two wide players were causing us problems. Nugent was a threat. They controlled the game after the first 10 minutes when I thought we was good. So for 30 minutes, 35 minutes, I think we were just hanging on, and we can't afford to do that.
Obviously, goals win your game, but Julian Speroni made some terrific saves, especially that one at the end, tipping it over the bar when Jamie Vardy was through on goal.
Yeah, no, it's what he does. He's a great shot stopper and crucial saves for us. But everyone contributed today, and that's how you win games.
And as you say, it's breathing space now, and you can again look upwards, up in that Premier League table.
Well, don't worry, we've always got one eye below us, very much so. Until such time as we get 40 points, then we can look above. A lot of work to do yet.
How is Scott Dan?
Scott Dan's got a golf ball on his head. I think he'll be okay for Wednesday. I hope so, because he's an important player for us. But he was hell of a blow he took today. But he was okay. He just felt a little bit uncomfortable at half-time, and we thought that was enough to take him off.
And one final word about those fans again, travelling in huge numbers and making a huge amount of noise.
They was, and it's a big difference to us. They have a real positive outlook, our fans. They've seen us win, you know, 5 out of 8 or something now, 2 draws before I arrived. So we're in good form, and we take that into Newcastle.